Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
I'm looking forward to talking to this artist right after this song. It's Natalie J with Philippians 4:13.
Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. It says, I can do all things, not some things, but all things. So if you trust and believe in God's power, I need you to lift your voice and praise Him right now. Here we go. Come on.
I can do all things through my God who strengthens me.
I can do all things through my God who strengthens me.
He is my strength and through Him I'll do all things.
He is my strength and through Him I'll do all things.
Chains will not hold me, for my God is my strength.
Chains will not hold me, for my God is my strength.
He's mighty and powerful, victor in battle. Through my God, you say through my God, say through my God, it's through my God, through my God, I can do. I can do all things. Come on, through Christ. That strengthens me. Come on. Put those hands together now. Strong, He is more than a conqueror.
My God is strong, He is more than a conqueror.
There's no way the enemy's getting in my way. He is my strength and my shield, I have no fear.
He is my strength and my shield, I have no fear.
He's steadfast, immovable, my own protector. Through my God, you say through my God, say through my God, it's through my God, through my God, I can do.
All things.
Yes, I can. all things.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have this anointed young woman of God on the program. Her name is Natalie J. Natalie, welcome to Real Gospel.
Amen, amen. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is mine. There's so many things that I want to say, but one of the things I want to say out of the gate is I love your song. I love how you exalt the Lord, and you're just simply a breath of fresh air for praise and worshipers all over the world. I am sure that your song is being sang all over the place. I know you know. Come on, share it with us.
Thank you for that. I'm not going to say that I'm surprised. I am just embracing every moment that I've been blessed with since releasing my music and this second single. So I'm so thankful to God and for everyone supporting me, including yourself, and just, you know, enjoying and appreciating the music and how we uplift God's name.
No doubt. You're welcome. And I always like to start off my interviews by saying, just in case someone turned their lives over to the Lord on yesterday and they're discovering God in a brand new light and in a brand new way, and they're just now discovering gospel music and they're listening to this interview right now, tell them a little bit about yourself, where you're from, how you grew up, and how you first fell in love with Jesus.
Absolutely. So I'm Natalie J. I'm originally from Lexington, Tennessee. It's a very small town between Jackson, Tennessee and Nashville. And so I grew up in Lexington, very, very small town. Both of my grandfathers are actually preachers. My mom dad has passed. And so his wife, my grandmother, got me into singing. So I sang in the church choir, and then she put me in the community choir at 9 years old. So I was the youngest singer in the community choir. And so I remember the first song I ever led was I'll Fly Away. And if you can just imagine a 9-year-old little girl singing such a very deep and, you know, spiritual song. But honey, you could have had me up there saying ABC as long as I had that microphone in my hand. It really didn't matter. And so, yeah, so I've always been very profound, I would say. But like I said, both of my grandfathers being ministers, I didn't have a choice but to be deeply rooted in church and in the gospel. So anything that was going on at church, I was helping out. I had to be there. It was not an option at all. So been in church all my life. I began writing music at the age of 17, singing with other artists and helping them with their music and singing hooks on some of their tracks. And then last year I began, I was pregnant with my little girl, and so we lost her last April. She was stillborn.
Oh, sorry.
And that took me to, thank you for that. And so that, that took me into the darkest place I've ever been in my life. And so it was a place that I wasn't familiar with, because I didn't want to speak to anyone. I didn't want to talk to anyone. I didn't want to be around anyone. I just needed to hear from God. And even growing up in the church and reading the Bible and having what I considered to be a good relationship with God, I had never heard God's voice. And so I felt his presence and the Holy Spirit, but it's different once you actually hear his voice. And so during that time, I put myself in isolation, and that's the first time that I actually heard God's voice. And he instructed me to venture out as an artist and actually do something with my music. And so here we are. So that's just a little bit about Natalie J and how I came to be.
That's awesome. Your song, and we'll talk about it in just a second. I want to sort of give you an opportunity to speak to people who, like yourself, you really needed the Lord to overcome some tough times in your life, especially growing up in church and growing up per se in a glass house, as it can often be. Minister to someone right now whom you know, we live in the age of COVID-19. There's a lot of isolation going on. Church is different. Worship is different. How should one who needs to get close to the Lord, especially in these times, what should one do?
Absolutely. So I want to take this time out to encourage someone who may be feeling like they are alone or they are in a place where they feel isolated and or they don't have anyone, whether you're a single mom and trying to, you know, deal with homeschool and, you know, don't really have the support that you would like, or, you know, you just may be living alone or whatever the case may be. I don't want you to think that, you know, God has ever left you, because he will never leave us and forsake us. I know that these times are very different. These are, you know, unprecedented times we've never experienced before with COVID-19, like you said, with the social injustices. There's just so much going on right now that we are dealing with. But I think all of those are what I see as distractions from the enemy. So I want to encourage you all to avoid allowing the enemy to distract you from what God is trying to keep you focused on, and that is Him, His power, His strength. He, like I said, has never left us. If you read in His Bible, everything that's going on now, it is already taking place, and we've come through those times before. So if we continue to have faith, trust, and believe in His power, in His word, in His might, believe that He is always in us and with us. And even though we can't physically, some of us still haven't physically returned to church, God and the Bible and church is within us. It's in our heart. And so it's something that we never lose. The church is just a building. And so I want to encourage you all to just continue to stay strong, stay faithful, stay hopeful. And if there's ever a point in time when you feel yourself getting weak or doubting yourself or doubting God, I just ask you to turn to scripture and read the scripture. The scripture, there's healing, there's strength. You find so many solutions to your problems in scriptures. And so I just encourage you to spend time with Him daily, and each day you will feel yourself getting stronger and stronger and becoming more positive in your mindset.
Amen. Very well said. And that leads me to Philippians 4:13. Which has to be one of uh-huh. the most repeated scriptures ever. And not only that, but it's also one of those scriptures that, in my opinion, that we quote it sometimes to remind ourselves about the strength of God, but also it's an opportunity for us to use the scriptures to get through many trials and tribulations. And your song, Philippians 4:13, just it gets us through. It reminds us. It's a praise song. It's a worship song. So talk to us about the song Philippians 4:13, Natalie.
Absolutely. So a few things of Philippians 4:13. So my grandmother, again, that was the first scripture that she instilled in me.
Of course.
Remember. And so I remember the first time actually like applying it. So I played college basketball, and I would call my grandmother and complain almost every morning. I'm like, Daddy, you know, we have to get up at 5 a.m. and run 2 miles. I hated running. I hated running. I was not a fan of running. And so I would call her and complain every morning after we got done running. I'm like, I hate these, you know, 5 a.m. 2 mile runs. And she's like, I was like, it's so hard for me to get through them. Like, it's so hard. It seems like it takes forever. And she's like, yeah, I just need you to remember, like, the scripture that I taught you. Continue just reciting over and over throughout that 2 mile run. And when I tell you, I began doing it like the next day. And it was like the time would just pass by, and I would just forget that I was just running. And so that's the first time I remember vividly applying it in my life. But more recently, when I lost my daughter, I initially went to the scripture for guidance, because when God spoke to me, He told me to, you know, begin writing. I didn't know at the time what He wanted me to write, because I've always written. I'm a writer. I've always done my so I don't know exactly what you want me to write. So I initially began writing how I was feeling, the emotions that I was going through during that time after I lost my daughter. And so that was healing. But I think as I continued writing, the words turned back into lyrics, which is where I'm comfortable, you know, writing music. And so as I was writing, I'm like, okay, so where am I going with this? So I went to the scripture, Philippians 4:13, for guidance, solely for guidance. I had no intentions on it turning into a song. So as I'm reading the scripture, I'm just reciting it over and over, and I'm crying it, and I'm just, you know, searching my heart and my mind and talking to God. It literally turned into a song, and the words just began, you know, coming onto the paper, and the melody came to me with ease, and it became my second single. And so I'm proud for several reasons, is that, you know, it just goes to show that if you continue to carry God and scripture in your heart and apply it to your life, then He will make things so easy. When I say writing this first project was so easy, once I went to the scripture and began meditating and praying, it was a matter of 3 days, and I wrote all 6 of the songs. And a song like can sometimes take you weeks to write. But like I said, if you pray and you put God first and you're doing it for His glory and not yourself, He's going to make it easy. And that's what He's done with not only the song, but this entire process. He has exceeded all expectations, and He has been so faithful with every promise that He's kept to me. So, yeah, that's how Philippians 4:13 came about. I went to the scripture, and it turned into a song.
Amen. That's normally how it is. I have about maybe 2 minutes left to sort of pull from your vast knowledge. What can we expect from the project?
Absolutely. So from the project, Philippians 4:13 is my second single from the project. And so I actually just received the award for New Gospel Artist of the Year. I'm so very excited about that from organization, and so I'm so excited about that. I was not expecting the nomination, and so I was grateful for the nomination. I consider that a win, but then to receive the actual award, it's just an honor. So like I said, God has been so faithful, and I look forward to, so I was originally supposed to have a release this year, but with COVID and everything, that's been moved to next year. And so that's actually my release for this album is actually going to turn into what's essentially going to be a concert, because it's no longer going to be a release for next year, because I'm releasing another album at the beginning of next year. So this is going to be a ton of music. And so that's what's to be expected. I don't have any shows planned. I am performing my songs live on my social media outlets, as well as other ministries that I'm putting out. But that's what I have planned for this year. But next year, I do plan on physically putting on my show, which has been rescheduled for next August.
I have a feeling that by the time you get to your first show, you're going to have a vault of music and
it's
2 or 3 projects in the vault waiting.
Yes, uh-huh. Right.
I know, I can feel it.
Right.
Natalie J.
I expect everybody to know all the words to my song on this project.
See, I know, but you know, I'm listening to you. I don't know if the listeners are listening to you. You have a vault ready to roll. And so I'm telling you, you are in the right place at the right time, and God is doing tremendous things. Natalie J., how can the listeners find out more about you? How can they get your music? How can they find you on social media?
Absolutely. And so my website is www.nataliejeanjeans.com. And so all of my music, everything is there on my website. Social media, I'm primarily on Instagram, and you can follow me there at Natalie J Music, and then that's Natalie J Music. My Facebook is Natalie Jeans Gospel Artist. Again, it's Natalie Jeans Gospel Artist on Facebook. And then on Twitter, I'm new to the Twitter world, so y'all got to pray for me. It's _ Natalie J Music. And you can find me and follow me there, but I'm new to it, so just pray for me, y'all. So yeah, download my music, share it, stream it, please go get it. I'm on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Pandora, YouTube, you name it, all digital outlets, you can find my music. So please go download it now.
Amen. The one and only anointed Natalie J, thank you for joining us on Real Gospel.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Men. And the Real Flashback Song of the Hour is on the way.